T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Against the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets were playing at this very same time. And, we've come to expect certain outcomes when the New York Jets play a football game, and they gave us what we expected.
Well,
a loss.
Yes and no. I expected to lose. You told me 33-18, that wouldn't surprise me. Here's what I was hoping wouldn't occur.
That we'd miss our first 3 extra point attempts, including a 2-point conversion?
Not even that.
Be losing at halftime?
Not even that.
All right.
I expect the coaching staff.
That we wouldn't score in the second half?
Not even that.
We'd only score all our points in the first half?
Nope.
Oh.
I was expecting the coaching staff to prepare this defense for the possibility Jalen Hurts wouldn't play.
Oh.
And it became very obvious during the post game, specifically with Bryce Hall, when he said, we weren't planning
It started with Mosley.
Gardner Minshew.
Mosley said it first, and he backtracked on it.
It was Bryce who said it.
No.
I didn't hear CJ say
most of
it. I heard CJ talk about how basically no one respects the Jets, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah, but that was so Mosley said it first and then backtracked on it when he recognized he just gave the newspapers a story. Bryce Hall then reconfirmed what Mosley said, which was basically we just spent no time preparing for the possibility
of
Gardner Minshew.
That's a problem. Like, look, we know the Jet defense is awful. We know they get no pass rush. We know the corners are young and inexperienced. We know how bad this defense is. So them giving up, 33 points and 400-plus yards to the Philadelphia Eagles is not a surprise. But we are trying to figure out if this coaching staff is competent. And a sign that they're not competent is to actually have your team completely ill-prepared for the possibility that a backup quarterback may play when the starting quarterback was clearly banged up.
Yeah.
Why does that not piss you off?
I'm bothered that there was no thought about it at all.
Oh, that bothers you?
But, I mean, basically, Gardner Minshew made 2 plays to his tight end, too. So it's not as if, oh, my God, he threw for 900 yards against us.
He threw 5 incompletions. He didn't turn the ball over once.
Dude.
They couldn't stop Miles Sanders. They couldn't stop Kenneth Gainwell.
Our defense sucks.
No, I get that. I've acknowledged that.
It sucked all year.
I acknowledge that.
We can't stop the run. And we can't stop the screen pass.
So you have no problem with the fact that the coaching staff was ill-prepared for a backup?
I don't like it, obviously. But listen, I even listened to the broadcast yesterday. The announcer said, we met with Jalen last night via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he was playing.
Oh, come on. Don't fall for this.
Well, that's what they said.
I don't care what they said.
Are you saying they're lying to me?
I'm not saying they're lying. I'm saying I don't care what the broadcasters say. As a coaching staff, you need to make sure your guys are prepared. Now, we acknowledge that the talent on defense is lackluster. We all acknowledge that.
Yeah.
There was zero pass rush on Gardner Minshew. They literally are going to have to spend the entire draft on defensive players. I acknowledge that. C.J. Mosley has fallen way off a cliff. Like, I'm not arguing that with you, but you should have a level of disgust that the coaching staff had this team ill-prepared for the possibility that a backup quarterback may play.
I am disgusted by that.
No, you're faking it now.
I'm not disgusted by it.
Why?
Like, because if I got to worry about a guy that hasn't played at all this year, which is Gardner Minshew, and I have to spend time preparing for him, like, if I can't D up Gardner Minshew, with all due respect, because he's a likable guy, and seeing him in the parking lot after the game with his pops was an awesome thing, especially for me as a dad with a son who plays football. So I respected that moment between father and son, and I do think he's a likable dude. Like, if I got to worry about, oh, my God, Gardner Minshew might play.
I want you to stop.
I got to D him up.
Craig, I know you and I don't want to spend too much time on this. So I'm just going to make you a warning. I'm going to give you a warning.
Time out.
And then you're
going
to back the F off.
Hold on.
All right? I'm going to give you a warning. Thank you. We are not going to let this show devolve into a debate about Gardner Minshew. So I'm just going to make this clear.
Oh, yes, sir.
Gardner Minshew is a capable quarterback in this league.
I agree.
I have seen no evidence that Gardner Minshew shouldn't have one of the 32 jobs as a starting quarterback in this league.
Fair enough.
If you look at his numbers and what he did in Jacksonville and even what he did yesterday.
7-23, I think. Something like that.
Try again, but go ahead.
7-7.
Gardner Minshew's statistics are one of, if he was drafted in the first round, he'd be given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity.
I agree with that.
Okay?
Yes.
So let's not talk about Gardner Minshew like he's some piece of garbage on the bottom of my shoe. The bottom line is this, because I do want to compliment the Jets in a second. I actually do. There's no excuse for this coaching staff to not have the players prepared for the possibility that the backup quarterback may play. That's not, and we're trying to figure out if this coaching staff knows what the hell they're doing. That's what we're trying to find out.
Well, we're not sure if they do.
And that's a negative sign.
I'll say this. I know it doesn't mean anything. I like the fact that Saleh was pissed off on the sideline yesterday.
Really?
And actually fighting for his team. I like that. I thought the referees were heavy-handed against us yesterday.
I do agree with that.
The call on Bryce Hall's a travesty to call pass interference on that.
Non-PI with Elijah Moore?
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, I thought he was finally acting like a head coach on the sideline, much like, you know, I have to acknowledge this, because I ripped him for not doing it all year long. And that's, dead man walking, or should I say dead man coaching, DMC. Mm-hmm. That's my affectionate name, of course, for Joe Judge. Joe Judge decided to actually go talk to his players during the game yesterday.
Yeah, that really worked.
He yelled at one special team guy. Remember when the punt went into the end zone?
Yes, Cam Brown.
Yeah, he's yelling at that guy. And then at one point, he actually sat down with the offense. And he's trying to have a conversation.
I noticed Joe Judge yells at Cam Brown a lot. There must be something there.
I guess he thought Cam Brown should have made that play and pinned the ball on the wall.
I do agree with you that Robert Saleh showing emotion when the officiating in the Jet-Eagle game was embarrassing was nice to see. The Jets didn't lose because of the officials, but the officials certainly didn't help the case. What I liked about this football game, and this just shows you how pathetic our bar is, but even I'm saying it, is I loved seeing the progress from Zach Wilson. I did. I loved seeing the connection between Zach Wilson and Elijah Moore. Now, that changed in the second half of this game, mostly because the defense couldn't get their asses off the field. So Zach literally ran three plays in the third quarter.
Yeah, by the way, I give them credit. On the TV, they go, in real time, it's been an hour and 45 minutes since Zach Wilson's been on the field.
Well, think about this. After Zach Wilson throws that fourth down touchdown pass to Ryan Griffin, which was awesome, the Eagles had a really long drive, three and out. And then the Eagles had another really long drive. Then the Jets kneel on it. Then the Eagles get the ball to start the third quarter. So there were three insanely long drives with one three and out mixed in. Then when they finally got the football, there was another three and out. So look, the offensive numbers in the second half aren't going to look good. He barely had the football. I will say this, and you can make fun of me saying this is such a small bar. I acknowledge that. It was nice to see some progress from the quarterback.
Yeah, he can't throw the short ball at all, which fascinates me. Even the interception was a 10-yard pass. He threw it 5 yards
over. He's
got
the yips, it seems.
Crowder's head. But yeah, he played better. Want to give a shout-out to hot Jessica Fendel, who's listening today to today's show. She might be a potential WAG one day. Yeah, her and her 52 friends, big fans of the show. So I just wanted to give Jessica Fendel a shout-out. Okay. Appreciate you listening.
Good.
Yeah, that's all.
Thanks for listening.
Every now and then we like to acknowledge people that listen to the show. Here's Joe and Selden. JoJo, what's good, buddy?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, sir. Hi.
Let me take you off speaker.
Oh, please do. Take your time. We're in no rush.
Okay, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a call in. I think your first caller, or one of the first callers, was complaining that he's a Giants fan and that you two guys are Jet fans and you hate the Giants. Well, I'm a Giant fan, and I'm old enough to say we used to be a Jets fan and a Giant fan, because in 1963, when I started watching football, you could be with the AFL and the NFL.
Yeah,
and
there's a small breed of men and women out there that love a team and don't dislike the other team or have any rooting interest against them. But it's a small group.
Let me just say, I went into the Navy in 1973. I got out in 1976. And I went right to the Giants. My father was a Giant fan. My uncle was a Giant fan. And it was terrible football. It was boring football. And the Jets were terrible also. But the one thing that happened for the Giants is somehow The football gods gave us George Young and then Bill Parcells.
Also known as Pete Rozelle. Basically, the commissioner saved you, which is not going to happen this time.
Now, by the way, they've been living off George Young's contacts for the last 50 years.
Right. And the last thing I'll say is I have a friend whose nephew is sports medicine down in Tampa with the Lightning and also with the Bucks.
Yeah.
And the one thing that has changed a lot, and I remember Parcells saying, the one thing he felt that really made the first Super Bowl team happen was they stayed so healthy.
Well, that's not going to happen ever again because speed and violence, and that's what it is. That's why they're making so many rule changes to try to protect guys.
One other thing, because I know we're going to flippantly say, even though it's accurate, hey, Daniel Jones can't stay healthy. Eli Manning always used to stay healthy. And I even mentioned that early in the show. A part of it is the style of play. The more mobile the quarterback, the more risk you're going to have that you're going to get hurt.
That's why they always try to teach mobile quarterbacks to stay in the pocket more.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't always work because it doesn't play into their ability.
Or slide feet first. And speaking of sliding feet first, did you see the Kenny Pickett play from the Pitt ACC Championship game?
Yes, where he faked the slide and then ran for a touchdown.
Dude, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
There's a movement to outlaw the fake slide.
How do you outlaw it, though?
I don't know.
Seriously, because I heard the Wake Forest coach bitching about it, too.
Because the defensive player has to give himself up. So if the guy goes into slide mode, your reaction has to be, I cannot touch this guy.
I get that, but also
Pickett goes in like he's going to slide. The safety's coming up to whack him. He pulls up. Pickett runs around him.
Yeah, but it was a slight pump fake.
I'm just telling you.
How are they ever going to enforce that? But that was brilliant. I want to see Daniel Jones learn that.
Here's something else that was brilliant. If you watched Red Zone yesterday and they turned into the Lion-Minnesota Viking ending, it's our first ever edition of, what are we calling this game? I forget what we're calling this game.
Beat the bleep.
Oh, yeah. Beat the K. we're going to play it unedited, and you tell me what you hear. Are you ready, guys? Lions-Vikings. Detroit gets their first win. Detroit parties like it's New Year's Eve. It's awesome, and here it is.
Then he makes a move and gets the first down, gets all the way outside to get out of bounds and stop the clock. Excellent job.
That is an excellent job of stopping the clock. Stop. What?
By the way, can I throw the name out there so people know who said that?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That was Jay Feely. And Spiro Ditas were doing the broadcast.
I like Spiro Ditas, except it always sounds like it's very serious.
Well, it is serious. It's football, damn it. The Detroit Lions are trying to win a game. Play it one more time. Notice how Jay Feely knows exactly what he just said.
Then he makes a move and gets the first down, gets all the way outside to get out of bounds and stop the clock. Excellent job.
You hear that laugh?
Yeah.
Excellent job.
He knows he said it. He knows he's going to be up on the internet.
He knows
exactly what's coming.
I respect that. And by the way, what a hell of an ending to that game. Oh,
you know,
my God.
And you know what? You said, you made a comment, I don't know, a year ago or so.
I did?
That there's only 17 of these games, which is why they're so special to us. We count NFL Sunday or Thursday night or Sunday night or Monday night.
I did say that. I remember
as something
that,
special because there's only 17 of them. We put so much emotion into each one because there's only 17. And for Jet and Giant fans, there's never an 18th or 19th or 20th. There's just a 17 that were guaranteed at the start, right? The Detroit Lion fan base and the players themselves, they are 1-10, right?
Mm-hmm.
They reacted yesterday like they made the playoffs. And I watched that and I said to myself, you've accomplished nothing. You're going to have the first overall pick in the draft. That's pretty much a guarantee.
Yeah, not a guarantee, but
it's shut up. It's pretty much a guarantee.
It's not.
That you're going to have the number one pick.
Okay.
It's another lost season. Right, you're watching Matthew Stafford light it up every other Sunday, and yet, in a meaningless Sunday afternoon, you partied like it was New Year's Eve. The celebration amongst the guys on the field. I saw Jared Goff's girlfriend. She's a bikini model. She was doing a photo shoot on the beach when someone said, hey, the Lions just won. And then they show her the video, and she starts crying because Jared Goff's running all over the place, right?
Right.
It showed you why we put so much into a Sunday afternoon. Why Giant fans are so pissed off at a Dolphin loss that robbed you of a potential playoff run. Why Jet fans get so angry, or vice versa. Why we went so crazy when Mike Effenwhite had that great game against Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. This is what it's all about. A single 3-hour period of time. And why we never make apologies for being emotional about our reaction to bad losses, incompetent coaching, and bad play.
When they won that football game, I texted a buddy of mine who's a diehard Lion fan to see how he felt. He was not thrilled. You know, he was like, oh, great, we won. And it reminded me of a year ago. The Jets were 0-13, and they finally won a game in L.A. against the Rams. It was stunning. And we were all depressed.
Because we wanted Trevor Lawrence,
because
right?
Because we wanted Trevor Lawrence. Now, granted, this draft doesn't have, like, that quote-unquote guaranteed lock of a player. It looks like that edge pass rusher Thibodeau is probably going number one overall. But yet, there's this joy out of getting a victory that we didn't have a year ago. I was sort of jealous because at 0-13, we weren't celebrating our win against the Rams. We were depressed. And then when they won the following week, we weren't celebrating that either. We didn't get that joy.
No. We're special, though. we're a very, very special lot of people.
Oh, we're special.
No matter what you do, it's never enough. It's never enough for us, right? We're greedy bastards.
Yes.
Now, you're right. 0-13. I can't believe they won.
Yes.
What are they, stupid?
Right. These idiots.
Right? Yeah. That's how I remember. That's how everybody was. Yo, New York Giants, the Chase Young game, right?
Yep.
Guess what Washington. Are you doing?
Yeah.
This is when you decide to score 30.
And by the way, this is where we now are. Because I guarantee the search history in the New York, New Jersey area is really high on draft prospects right now. The Giant fan and the Jet fan, we're unified in this, and we're also lucky because we got extra first-round picks by way of Chicago and Seattle. But I guarantee we are now going fully into who can we draft mode. That's why there's going to be a portion of Giant fans who are going to be rooting against this team now over the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, well, now it's over. At least Big Mac is a Giant fan. Do you accept the fact that yesterday's loss ended the conversation? Like, don't do what you guys did on your way back from Fenway. Don't try to figure out how this team is now going to figure it out. Like, that. Apparently they're spending all week in Phoenix.
Yes, Tucson.
Tucson, rather, in Arizona. They're going to spend all week in Arizona.
Bonding.
Well. Yeah, team building.
Team bonding.
Yeah, a little late for that since you're out of the playoffs. But, okay, maybe for the next coach, it'd be great that these guys like each other. And I know that was decided well before yesterday, so I appreciate that. And had they won yesterday, wow, half game out of the wild card and team bonding, who knows what's going to happen. But now it just seems like a chance to go bang Arizona-based Instagram models. Nothing more, nothing less, because the season's over. Have you gotten to that point now, Big Mac, where you're not looking at the schedule going, oh, we could win that game?
No, I'm resigned to the fact that all that's left is Arizona-based
Instagram
models.
That's all
we have left.
Big Mac,
I'm resigned to that.
Big
yes.
Mac.
Yes.
If the Giants run the table and win their final five, they would finish 9-8.
Right.
Would you agree that 9-8 should get you into the playoffs? Would you agree with that statement?
I suppose.
You suppose? Yes. He's back in.
I'm not back in.
See, the difference
I'm quite
is,
on the opposite of the, back in.
The difference is the New York Jets run the table. They win every game the rest of the season. They're going to miss the playoffs. It won't be enough. If the Giants run the table, as unlikely as that may seem.
Why are you even putting that into the ether?
Because I want to put
it in
the
head. We did this once.
You can't do it again.
And it failed. I can't do it to myself again, Evan.
You had to win yesterday.
That
yesterday's game was the only way to have the conversation you're forcing
on us. I'm not having a conversation.
You're trying to force it on us.
What if I said that's incorrect?
Go ahead.
If they run the table and they go 9-8, would 9-8 make the playoffs?
Dude, they have 4 wins on the year. Now they're going to win 5 straight?
I never said they would. I'm asking a question.
Go ahead.
If they won 5 in a row.
I can't deal with those types of crazy.
It's going to be Fromm versus Herbert.
Yeah.
Stop it.
By the way.
There is absolutely no chance that they win next week.
No, I don't think
that
they
is
will
true, by the way,
it's going to be Jake Fromm is going to start
Jake
this game.
Jake Fromm is most likely your starting quarterback with Logan Ryan as the backup quarterback unless they sign someone because they are pretty much saying without saying it that Danny Jones needs to go see a specialist. He's done. and Mike Glennon's in concussion protocol.
In all seriousness, I don't think you're winning five in a row, but would you agree with this, every Giant fan? Because I know I'd feel this way. In fact, I've said this on the air in the Jet situation. I would much rather watch Jake Fromm, who had a pretty damn good college career at Georgia, then watch Mike Glennon.
Oh, no, without question.
Okay. While I wish Mike Glennon all the best, I do. I hope he's okay.
He's a weird-looking dude, though.
He's a strange-looking dude. The neck scares me.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
The Giant fan is better off.
He's got
off.
That Merton Hanks knife.
Totally. They're better off watching Jake Fromm than
like
Mike
a toy
Glennon.
Helmet on a finger.
By the way,
weird.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm a Giant fan, I hope that I have Jake Fromm as a Mike White moment.
Because wait
oh,
a
no question.
And if anything, Jake Fromm played at a school where we all watched him. Well, we've all seen this kid play quarterback.
Jake Fromm's playing for his NFL career, if he's assuming he's playing.
But this is different than Mike White, because even Mike White is a guy we never saw in college. Like, we watched Jake Fromm in the SEC. I'm not saying we ever thought he was going to be a superstar, but we saw the kid play.
As soon as he left, they went right up the charts.
We've seen the kid play. He's not terrible. Sure, he's a fifth-round pick by Buffalo. They never had an intention of giving him an opportunity. Like, I look at Sunday and say, I'd be a hell of a lot more excited to watch him than that stiff Mike Glennon. I don't even think it's close.
Great.
You're welcome.
You're not wrong. But
I mean, I don't think anyone's getting excited to see Jake Fromm.
I didn't say excited.
But if you gave me a choice, I don't give a rat's ass play Jake Fromm.
Craig.
Yeah.
If Jake
I don't want to look at Mike Glennon anymore.
If Jake Fromm does what exactly?
I'm about to finish. If Jake Fromm plays well,
and
let's say the Giants score for the first time in months, right? Yeah, actually score touchdowns. He looks competent. What do you think happens Monday when we're talking about the Giants with Giant fans about the quarterback situation?
Wow.
Daniel Jones is
how
back.
Bad Daniel Jones must be if Jake Fromm can go in there and throw a touchdown.
Yes, and there'll That's be talk we'll of, hey, maybe we found something.
No.
Oh, you think only Jet fans do that,
yes.
Big Mac?
Yes.
You're the only creatures.
In New York, yes. Nationally, there's others. But in New York, Giant fans aren't going to go sign Fromm long term. He's the answer.
Wait a second. If the Giants put up 30 against the Chargers and Fromm throws three touchdown passes, including one to Kenny Golladay, everyone's going to be even keel Monday?
I can tell you what everyone's not going to do.
What are they not going to do?
They're not going to say, I can't wait for Jake Fromm to beat the Dallas Cowboys next week. I can promise you that. That being said, I hope it happens because as a selfish Jet fan, Giant fans had every right to say that we embarrassed ourselves the way we reacted to Mike effing White, right? So the mere possibility that Jake Fromm kills it on Sunday and they beat the Chargers and you now have a division game against the Dallas Cowboys, even though you're playing out the string, to hear Giant fans on Monday talk about the prospects of Jake Fromm beating the Cowboys at home, come get some.
Yes.
I want all of that for Christmas.
There you go.
I'll take all of it and some stuffing.
The one thing you're just misguided on is there'd be nothing wrong with Giant fans being enthused about a young quarterback playing well.
It would be as dopey as us being enthused about Mike White.
Jake Fromm is a kid still. He was drafted a year ago.
It's the same thing as us going crazy.
Oh, really? 23-year-old Jake Fromm, who succeeded in the SEC, would be the same as Mike Effin White, really?
Yes.
How?
Because neither guy ever got a chance. A guy has one good game, and we anoint him as the savior.
No one's anointing him as the savior.
You're saying that if Giant fans reacted that way, we would say, been there, done that.
I think Mike
Good
White,
luck.
I disagree. I think Mike
and
White's very different than Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm does have a great game.
Me too.
Because if Giant fans did react the way we reacted with Mike White, you're setting yourself up for the 40-3 blowout at home.
Hold on.
In which you say, son of a bitch, I should have known.
Did you watch any of Jake Fromm in college?
Of course I did.
Of course you did, right?
I even watched a show about him in high school.
Okay. So you're aware that he was a capable quarterback in the SE freaking C, okay?
I know what happened since he left, too.
What's happening to him?
I don't know. They're number one in the country all
year. I understand that. How many games did they lose when Jake Fromm was the quarterback?
I think four.
Okay. So let's not act like they were this sub-500 team.
No, I didn't say that.
Not that we should be arguing about Georgia football. My point is, the guy has never been given an opportunity.
Okay, well, now he's going to
get one. So why would it be lunacy if he plays well? This is the thing I don't understand. It's the same thing with Gardner Minshew. If Gardner Minshew was a first-round pick, you tell me a guy who in his career has done 37 touchdowns and 11 picks and is 9-13 in his career would be buried as a backup?
No,
he'd be branded as a backup?
You know I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But I can't. Those are the rules.
But
I don't change them.
The rules are stupid, man.
The rules are if Jake Fromm was so good at Georgia, why was he a fifth-round pick? Everyone knew who he was.
So Tom Brady was at Michigan. Why
no,
was he?
No, you can't always go to Brady. He's an outlier.
Why?
Because there's no one else.
I'm not.
Who else you got?
There were.
I'll wait.
Kurt Warner.
And Drew Henson started most of the games his senior year.
Kurt Warner.
They did play. By the way, they like traded quarters.
Yeah. Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Kurt Warner's an
was
outlier.
A complete. Oh, so we're just gonna name out. Everything's an outlier.
Well, to win my argument.
My
yes.
only. There is no argument. My only point is, I'm not expecting greatness out of Jake Fromm. I want to make that clear.
Sure.
But when there's a young quarterback given an opportunity, I've done this for years with the Jets. I'm consistent about this. I'm excited about the possibilities of, hey, you never know. Hey, you never know. And we got excited about Mike White. Not just me, you did
well,
too.
Well, we did because we're Jet fans.
If a 23-year-old who went to school in Georgia plays well for the Giants next week, you think it'd be lunacy for someone to say, hey, Let's see more of this kid. Maybe we got something.
No, especially on this team when everyone's ready to give up on the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, thank you.
But I can also tell you that Daniel Jones' neck's going to heal real quick. I can promise you that. All of a sudden, hey, yeah, it feels pretty
Dude,
good.
All I know is getting to watch Jake Fromm, if I'm a Giant fan, is 50 times more exciting than watching the human stiff known as Mike Lennon.
No.
We know what Mike Lennon is.
Argue against it. Of course.
I will say this: I'm not claiming to be the most attractive guy in the world. I mean, I'm for some people, I'm it for sure.
The hat doesn't help,
but for the Islander hat. But for most people, you know, maybe I'm not your classic rugged, good-looking guy. Unless you think Bruce Willis is like what we all aim to look like, and I'll accept that willingly. I have no problem with that. I've got.
You were going to call Mike Lennon.
You're just talking about how good looking you were.
Yeah, yeah. No? But I got to tell you.
Yeah.
This Mike Lennon stuff to take a look at. Like, it's just, yeah. It's just awkward to look at him. I feel like
it's awkward.
I'm glad he's an NFL player. And tell me he's with some hot Instagram model and I'll give up completely on all things between the sexes. Can you bring up a picture, please? Of Mike Glennon's significant other, if he has one.
Mike Glennon, girl.
Oh, it's got to be wife by now.
You never know.
No, he's been around too long. It's a wife.
Wow.
Jessica Weatherall, yeah? Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, I got her wearing Cowboys cheerleader outfit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Oh, okay. Go look for yourself.
No, I'm going to find it. It's like I'm not going to find it. I'll find it, all right.
All right.
Yeah, this just proves my point yet again.
You know who Glennon looks like?
A few people come to mind.
I apologize if you have said this already. He looks like our boss, Spike Eskin.
No, he's more handsome than Spike.
Look at the long face.
Yeah.
The long face is very similar to Spike.
He's got the long neck.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like, if our boss Spike and Adam Silver had a baby. He kind of looks like that.
I can see that.
That's a little bit. Is that fair for me to say?
Very fair.
Is that close? My man, Mike Lennon. Good for you, Mike.
And
get it done, baby.
And you know what? Jake Fromm, good looking dude.
He is a good looking dude.
Good looking dude.
I saw there was a TV show years ago called, I think, QB1. You can fact check me on that.
Right.
And they followed like three high school studs around.
When he was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, it was him. It was a kid out of Vegas that wound up going to Miami, little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget who the third one was. But yeah, and then Fromm's younger brother is a stud quarterback too.
Right.
I don't know where he plays now. He's got to be in college by now, though. Was it Tyler Fromm? Is that right? You have to check me on that. I think his younger brother's name was Tyler. Am I right on that?
I don't know.
Well, you have the computer in front of you.
I'm looking at Jake Fromm on that TV show.
His brother went to Auburn. Auburn, yeah, as a quarterback.
Dylan Fromm.
Oh, there's Dylan. There's a Tyler, too, though.
And there's Tyler Fromm.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it was a good show called QB1. They basically followed, like, three stud high school quarterbacks around. Fromm was the best of the three. Went to Georgia. And now he has a chance to maybe help the New York Giants.
He had a good college career, was an afterthought in the draft, was taken in the fifth round, has never gotten an opportunity. He's going to get a shot.
Listen, here's what Jake Fromm has that you and I don't have. Guy's getting paid to play football. So good for him.
But he also has an opportunity. And we said this about Mike White a few weeks ago. Even if it's not the future of the Giants or something grandiose, you've got a chance to prove, hey, I can be a capable backup in the NFL. And that's important.
Yeah, right. If he plays well Sunday, assuming he plays, he's guaranteed himself five more years of NFL service. What's better than that?
Right.
Make $1 million a year being a backup quarterback? It's the easiest job in America.
And if you're a
Everybody
Giant
loves
fan,
you and you never play.
And if you're a Giant fan, you have an opportunity to do something that we as Jet fans have done for decades. You have a chance to dream about a guy that's very unlikely to stick as an NFL quarterback. Yeah. We've done it with Greg McElroy. We've done it with Kellen Clemens. We've done it with Mike White. The list goes on and on. And you, Giant fans, you're going to get that opportunity. So I say this again. Welcome to our world.
Coming up, is Saquon Barkley done? And how do you pronounce Albert's last name? We'll find out after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
A little bit later this week, and we're doing it in partnership with a current active New York professional athlete. And the event will benefit that athlete's foundation. We will not tell you who that athlete is until later this week. But I just wanted to let you know that we're all set. It's going to be January 27th. And we're going to officially announce it later this week. And we're very, very excited about it.
Very excited.
Very excited
very,
about
very
it.
Very, very excited.
Very, very excited about
I
it.
I may be more excited than you.
Yeah, we may even invite some of the WAGs that we have on the show to
nice.
Join us.
Nice.
Quick update on the New York Jets. Corey Davis, season over.
Yeah.
Corey Davis is going to have core muscle surgery. I've never heard of that before in my life.
You could tell.
What does that mean? Core muscle
well,
surgery.
Your core muscle and then surgery on said core
what
muscle.
What is your core muscle?
You know your core muscles.
Yeah.
Like your chest.
What is that? You're having surgery on what? Is it rib surgery?
Yeah.
Is it? What is it?
It's all of the above.
So I guess Robert Saleh is currently speaking to the media.
It's like your chest.
I wonder if anybody asked Robert Saleh his opinion on the officiating yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
What
did
he say about
he
that?
He wouldn't want to go there. He didn't want to go
there. He
doesn't
want to get fined.
Yeah, he didn't. You know
stupid.
What? He didn't need to say anything to the media. What I needed him to do was come clean about the fact that his defense was ill-prepared to face Gardner Minshew.
I'm sure he was asked that today because, you know, his players
no,
came out
he
and said
he was asked it yesterday and said, no, no, it's the same system. That was his falling point of, well, it's the same system.
All right.
If it's Gardner Minshew, it's Jalen Hurts, it's the same system. Yeah, except it's executed very differently. Jalen Hurts can crush you with his legs. Gardner Minshew was never going to.
This sounds weird to me. Surgery for core muscle injuries entails suturing, so stitching, the muscle attachments to the bones and adjacent ligaments to provide stability to the pubic joint.
Ugh.
I don't know about that. That means your hump game is completely off,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
I
reverse cowgirl,
so.
Maybe. But that's about all you got there. And that means, that, I wonder how long the recuperation period for that is.
Is he going to be ready for next year?
I don't know.
He was a bust this year. Let's call it like it is.
Corey Davis?
Corey Davis was a bust.
Yeah, and another drop.
Now, granted, he did it. He did get in the end zone four times, which is four more times than Kenny Golladay. But nevertheless, Corey Davis, huge bust
yeah,
so far for the Jets.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare the wide receiver signings of the Jets and Giants this particular past offseason. Because if Corey Davis is the standard bearer, we made some pretty bad decisions, did we not?
Big trouble.
Yeah. And what happened to Kenny Golladay? Oh, the new open communication with the offensive coordinator. Golladay's going to be scoring a touchdown this weekend. Someone told me that. Now, wait a minute.
That was me.
It wasn't Tom.
That was me.
Allow me.
I'll
it wasn't Big Mac. I think it might have been you.
Yes.
Golladay's having a big day because Freddie Kitchens talks to him. Yeah.
Well, he did get hurt in the midst of this game.
Like he always does.
And what was funny is he was listed as doubtful to return. And then I guess somehow talked his way back into the game and did come back. Look, I was wrong. I take my L's. I was wrong about Kenny Golladay.
It's
Kenny
fun.
Golladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Oh, Kenny Golladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac. Thank you for saving the audio. Do you have the audio of me predicting the Lions' first win, or did you lose that audio?
Oh, wait, no. I think I did save it. Hold on.
Okay. Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown this Sunday.
Kenny Galladay's catching a touchdown.
Yeah. I want you to save the audio, Big Mac.
Save it. And by the way, I think my reaction says it all. Once again, everything Giant-related, I'm on the money.
What was your prediction for this game?
I said they'd lose.
You did say they'd lose.
I was not as confident about my pick this week regarding the Giants. But yes, there was no...
you're right.
And they do what they did.
And not only did Kenny Galladay not get in the end zone, nobody got in the end zone.
No joke. I think this is an NFL record, modern era record, for most consecutive weeks without a single touchdown by a running back or wide receiver.
Well, think
in
about
NFL, like history.
Think about who it's has scored before. The most recent Giant touchdowns.
The fullback,
Chris Myerick, and then Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, the last two touchdowns for the New York Giants are the left tackle and a fullback nobody ever heard of. Not to diminish, you know, them catching touchdowns, but no running back, no wide receiver. This is the longest drought. I'm not making this up. In modern era NFL history. This is like when the Jets had Thomas Jones and he was allergic to the end zone. Yeah, it's like that.
Didn't you guys have a weekly spot with Thomas Jones?
Well, we got me and Thomas Jones. And we've since made up.
You had a falling out with him.
Because he came on the show, it was like week 8.
Right.
He hadn't scored a touchdown.
Right.
And I said to him, because I'm not one of these guys that doesn't say it when you're on, I go, Thomas, I just out of curiosity, are you allergic to the end zone?
He didn't like that?
Ooh, No.
What'd he say?
I think that was the last time he came on.
Did he hang up on you?
I don't think it was a straight, like, Jose Canseco hang up.
Right.
But it was the last appearance he made. Yeah. Now, years later, I bumped into him. He became a male model and actor. And we laughed about it. He remembered it. He was not thrilled. And he could clearly kick my ass many times over.
Yes, yes.
But he's like, he totally...
Right.
Yeah, you know, once you get far enough removed from it, you're not in the moment.
You can laugh at it.
Yeah, so he was a good sport about it.
That's nice.
And did laugh about it. He goes, I remember. I don't forget. Yeah, so he became an actor and a male model. I don't know what he's doing now. But maybe next time you open up a JCPenney catalog, you'll see Thomas Jones and his ripped abs on a motorcycle.
Good for him.
Because that's what I would do. I would do motorcycle and beat shots.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at what all these former Jet running backs do. Thomas Jones is a male model, and Frank Gore is going to kick Darren Williams' ass.
You hope so.
He better.
Well, you hope so. And you better hope 9 years from now you're not rooting for Kevin Durant, Tyson Fury fight.
No, not Kevin Durant.
James Harden, thank you. I thought you were going to
reference that tweet I issued a few, which Net fans got really pissed off at me about.
That you blame James Harden? He says, I take it.
I didn't look. James Harden blew the Chicago game. We all know that. James Harden has come up small in every big spot this season. And I respect that. All I said was, I asked a question. I said, would it surprise any of us as Net fans if a decade from now we talk about James Harden in the way we talk about Darren Williams? I hope not.
I'd say this.
But we could be headed down that road.
I think if it goes south the way you are predicting, a decade from now, a lot of people claiming to be Net fans today are going to be Knicks fans. Jimmy's in Queens.
Because they'll be where?
Back to football, guys.
Back in the lottery?
The Jets and Giants. Yeah. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
How are you, guys?
All right.
I just want to make a quick point and then a question for you both. But, Evan, first, please, man, enough with the false hope. My heart can't take it. The Giants aren't going on no run.
There you go.
I was just giving you the facts, and
you know, the other bad thing, like, I'm a big fan of more football, so 17 games, I like it. Evan doesn't like it so much. But if you're a Giant fan, the worst thing for you is that you did come into this year with legitimate playoff aspirations, and it's not like you can say at New Year's Eve, another season's over. You have two more games after that.
And by the way, Jimmy, real quick, because I don't want to give you false hope, and I'm really consistent with this, because I feel this way about the Jets. It's much easier to stop fantasizing when I know, even if I run the table, I'm not making the playoffs. So, like, with the Jets,
I know,
even if they did go on a miracle run, it's too little, too late. It doesn't matter. As long as there's that little bit of hope where, oh, my God, we go on a run, we can make it, that thought is in the back of my mind. So
it would be awesome, but my heart just can't take it.
But my point
really quick is I just wanted to touch on what Craig said earlier. It's like they can't score any points. Can we just start calling them the New York Field Goal Giants? Because I almost feel like I waste 3 hours of my precious short weekend that I have.
Sure.
And it's pretty tough.
Well, we all do that, though, right?
Yes. And my question is for Evan and Craig. If Saquon, well, we know they got to redo everything. They're all gone. Judge gone. Gettleman gone. Barkley, unfortunately. Even though I know you don't take it back, how I had high hopes for him. Mm-hmm. If Saquon goes elsewhere, if he goes to a team with a solid O-line, mm-hmm. does he flourish or does he continue to be a bust?
Listen, I think that's going to be the question that has an answer in short order, because Saquon Barkley in the moment is a bust. Now, I did read his comments after the game where he says, I haven't lost a step. Right. Well, then you'd have to ask, what happened to you? Not only did he drop two passes that Glennon hit him in the hands with, okay, fine, that happens, maybe, sure. But this was a game-changing running back who on any particular carry was able to take the ball 40 yards down the field. Right. You get one of those a game maybe now. But what's worse than that is every other carry
is nothing.
Is dancing behind the line of scrimmage and being tackled for a loss or like a one-yard gain.
It's almost like he doesn't want contact. I think that Saquon Barkley is going to be a bust, depending on how you determine the word bust. See, he was sold to us as a Hall of Famer. He was sold to us as a guy who was touched by the hand of God. Based on that criteria, Saquon Barkley is never going to live up to that hype. Even in his rookie season when he rushed for 1,300 yards and scored 11 touchdowns, had a great year. The best year of his career. It was a great year. He was going to need to have years like that every single year of his career to live up to the hype that was sold on him.
Yeah.
So when you ask, hey, if he goes elsewhere, good offensive line, what is he? He's never going to be what we were sold for him to be.
He's never going to be that, but we have seen a number of running backs that change teams, even older running backs, who in the right situation are more than just productive. So his career's not over.
No.
I just don't think he could be a giant, right? Because if we're going to bring in a whole new regime.
You can't pay him.
Right. If we're ultimately going to break the whole thing up, and there's going to be a new GM for sure, and maybe an entire new coaching staff. You know, one of the things that new GM has to do, I think, you got to cut all the negative ties, right?
Right.
You got to flush them down the toilet. Well, the two biggest negative ties to Gettleman are Danny Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Right.
So they got to go.
Well,
not to spite yourself, they got to go because they got to go.
Yeah, especially Saquon. Yeah, I don't think you have to get rid of him because there's a new general manager. I just think we have to stop living in this world where we think Saquon Barkley is going to all of a sudden morph back into the guy he was his rookie season.
I think
that guy's
like
not walking through the door.
If you told me that Saquon Barkley admitted to us after the season, mentally he wasn't there, the worry of his knee was omnipresent, which I respect. A lot of guys tell you that, you know, it's not physical, it becomes mental. Can I cut? Can I take a hit? All that kind of crap. Plus, he had the ankle injury on top of it this year. If you told me that he came clean and said, look, it took me to week 17 to get over the mental part of it, and they do time him in his 40s the same, and we have seen a couple plays where he, you know, skedaddles down the field, there's a better chance he's coming back if you buy into that than anyone else is coming back.
Well, I don't buy he can't come back because he's associated with Dave Gettleman.
Do you think they're both here next year?
Who's that? Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
I don't think Daniel Jones is here, no. No. No, I think they're going to move on a quarterback. What?
Well, is it easier to replace a quarterback or a running back in the NFL these days?
It's easier to replace a running back.
For sure.
His backups have been better than
for
that.
For sure. So here's the question.
Let's be honest.
If the New York Giants were going to pick one, which one do they pick?
Well, they don't have to pick one, though.
I know they don't have to.
It's a dopey question.
It's a hypothetical. What,
do I have to decide between the two of them?
I'm making you decide. That's right.
I don't want either one of them, man.
Okay, so you want to use that as an option three? Fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Throw water on the fire.
They're all gone.
All of them gone.
Get rid of everybody.
All right, so there you go.
This team's not good enough for me to say, oh, I've got to keep him.
I agree.
Especially on offense specifically.
Now, obviously.
Like, other than Andrew Thomas, that would be the one guy I'd put my arms around and say, I'm holding on to him.
Yeah?
But Matt Skura, yeah, I can live without him.
Yeah?
Ben Brederson, I can live without him.
How about Connecticut's favorite son, Pert?
Matt Pert, how about he plays?
Listen, if you can't beat Nate Solder, you ain't playing in the NFL.
But we're going to get to the point now. Here's the fun part, Giant fans. We're getting to the part where this season is over. And if you want to give it one more loss, I respect
that.
No,
I don't. You have to know. See, no. That's like telling someone who's anorexic they look good. Or telling someone who's fat
you gotta
they look good.
You got to listen to my point.
You got to stop lying to people.
No, it's not the people. It's the coaching staff. You got to hear me out, and then you could redo it and kill me. When I say decide the season's over, here's what I mean by that.
Good.
Nate Solder's not a part of the future. We know that.
Right.
So at some point as a coaching staff, you need to evaluate what's on your roster.
I agree.
So when I hear Nate Solder deserves to play because he's better than Matt Peart, that's really concerning. But I'm going to get to the point, maybe it's next week, and that's what I mean by you want to give it another week, where it doesn't matter if Nate Solder's better. I've got to see, can Matt Peart be on this offensive line next year?
Right.
The year after that.
I agree.
That's where I'm going.
And by the way, I don't need to see another loss in another week. What are we waiting for? It's over. It's over. Let's just
the only thing that's not over, Craig, is that if the Giants won five in a row.
Stop with that crap.
My point. It's not that they're going to. It's that sometimes coaching staffs are going to look at, well, we're not out of it yet, so let's continue to put the best players on the field and try to win. The Jets are out of it. Like, if the Jets win every game the rest of the season, they miss the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Giants would too, most likely, but okay. It's
mathematically. No, they wouldn't, though. That's my point.
9-8's not a lock, but whatever.
9-8's not a lock, but no. I think you get in. Have you seen the NFC? What's the last two playoff spots in the NFC right now, Craig?
I'd have to go check the standings.
Or you
right
could
now.
Just ask Uncle Evan, and I'll give you the answer.
Well, I'd rather go check.
Okay, check
more,
it.
It's more fun for me to check
all right,
on my
go
own.
Check it, then.
Like, if you just give me the fish and don't teach me how to fish,
the 6 seed
then I'm not
and the
eat.
7 seed in the NFC have what record? Because they have the same record.
Excuse me, sir. I'm getting to it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
6-7.
Six and six.
6-6.
This is why I've got to do it for you.
San Francisco, 6-6.
Yes.
And Washington, 6-6.
Okay.
Playoff picture.
Now we're good.
Hold on. I'm going to playoff
picture. So the last two playoff teams have 500 records.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good chance that
what's the Giants record?
4-8.
Yeah, they're 4 games under .500.
You're missing
the
point.
I'm
not
predicting. It gets crazy, Tom.
No, it's...
It's crazy.
You're missing what I'm not saying the Giants are winning the games. I'm saying sometimes you don't make the decision to start the young player that we're just evaluating until the math tells you, well, we're done.
Okay.
We may as well do it. Does that not make sense to you?
I'm a math major.
Okay.
The math tells me it's time. It's over.
Oh,
it's over. All right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's over. I'm sorry.
I know they're done. Giant fans, if you're listening, you're dead, you're done, you suck.
Thank you.
I know that. My point
So what are we waiting for?
My point is, sometimes you wait until there's that 9th loss.
By the way,
or 10th loss.
I'll do you one better.
What?
I play Jake Fromm the rest of the way.
I would too.
Because why not?
Because I need to evaluate Jake Fromm a hell of a lot more than I need to evaluate Mike Glennon. We already know Mike Glennon stinks.
And he looks weird.
Which I feel bad saying
because you look weird. I'm not like, you know, Don Juan.
How do I look weird?
You know.
Is it the nose?
No,
is it the hair?
I don't even notice your
Is it the
nose.
Freckles?
It's the whole package.
Is it the Adam's apple?
No, it's the whole package.
What's the whole package?
Your whole package is not great.
What does that mean?
It's just, you know.
You don't think my package is great?
Well,
I got a few people that would disagree with you, bro.
Yes, I did get your holiday card, though. Thank you for sending that.
Good.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
You got a problem with my holiday card?
No, we'll get to it.
I'm not even in it.
I know, just the boys are in it. I like that.
That's right.
But yeah, your whole package isn't great.
I don't like the fact that you're attacking my package. What do you know about my package?
It's just not great collectively.
Yeah.
But I love you. And that's all that matters,
I appreciate it.
That's it. Charlie, who... Tommy's... he's not. Big man. No, none of us, really. It's not the best looking show in the world. I can tell you, none of us were in any beauty pageants.
No, I agree with that.
I can tell you that right now. That's for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I keep looking at Big Mac like maybe he's got something. And I keep coming back with the answer that he doesn't.
I got to chisel some off and you'd be shocked.
I'm sorry?
I have to chisel some of it off.
Yeah, maybe.
Underneath.
Yeah. Oh, underneath, you're a rock star.
Oh, stud.
There's no doubt about that. I'm with you on that.
Should have seen me in high school.
By
the way, Evan, we can expect the Christmas card in the mail. I'm looking forward
to it. I didn't send you guys one.
Oh, that's not right. Come on.
No, I'm kidding.
Send them the holiday card.
The reason I didn't send it is because I couldn't acquire their address in time.
So just give it to them in an envelope.
You didn't ask us.
No, I've acquired it now, so it's late. It's running later.
As long as it's there before Christmas.
There are two waves of holiday cards, okay? The first wave are the people I clearly decided and I have their addresses. Then there was a second wave where I didn't have their addresses.
Yeah.
You two made the cut of not having the address at first. What's your problem, Logie?
You could hand us the card.
Oh, would you rather
that? See us every day.
Better to
be
mailed,
you
got to
mail it.
But it's the thought that counts. I'd rather have the card
as
the thought.
No, you'd rather he mail it because I think you have to mail it.
By the way, I need all your addresses.
Excuse me?
By the way, I need all your addresses.
I need all your addresses. We didn't do a holiday card this year, so you're not getting anything from me. So that
why? Why no holiday card?
I'm not in charge of that. I don't know.
So it was a wife decision?
I don't know.
She
I
said
guess
no card this
I,
year.
Because the four kids aren't together all the time. And when they were home for Thanksgiving, we forgot to take their pictures.
Dude, I got a great idea for you. A Zoom holiday card where they're all in a little box Zooming together. How perfect is that for the era we live in? Right? That's a good idea. Tell your wife. I bet you she's going to say, you know what? That Evan
That's
has a pretty good
work.
Idea.
Because last year the holiday card was, she actually wrote on the card the F word, F COVID. Yeah.
Really?
So I don't think we're going with the COVID theme.
Well,
card
it's not COVID.
Year.
It's the it's Zoom theme. You yeah. see? Okay. Like you're in a box. It's like the Brady Bunch.
I got it. No.
You don't think it's a good idea?
No.
Huh.
I got it, though. A
okay.
year ago, yeah, sure. Because that was all the rage. But not now.
Okay.
I'll
I
pass.
Tried.
No. You're good.
Why don't
good
you tell your wife anyway and see what she says?
The Giants suck. The Jets suck. The Nets suck. The Knicks suck. The Islanders suck. Everybody sucks. Not the Rangers, though.
No,
first place, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.